This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, or being part of the conversation. 855. Yes, I'm not paying attention to you. I'm trying to fix something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me. Wow, what a crazy day in the news today, right? Before I get to that, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there that you should be doing up there, being involved in the conversation and all. If you're in Southern California, I feel bad for you. What is it, 132,000 degrees and humidity is at 118%, but there's no rain? Go figure that one out. So it's bad. It's bad. I moved from Boston to get out of the humidity and the bad weather. It was either too cold or too hot. Like that, what was that, porridge story? Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to be part of a smarter group, then if you head up to the website, there's a chat room up there. People smarter than I are in that. I can guarantee people smarter than I are in that chat room. And then if that doesn't work out for you, you don't like that kind of thing, head over to Facebook. We have a live feed there. And we have all kinds of stuff going on Facebook as well. The news of the day, a couple stories today that are making people crazy. Don't bother me at all. I think it's wonderful. Apparently, President Trump, El Presidente de Trumpo, has decided that we're going to limit legal immigration. Not just illegal, but legal immigration. And the funny thing about it is the libs are losing their minds over this. Right? And the libs are screaming, how dare you? You know, you're talking about legal immigration. But here's the deal. You guys need to look up what Canada has for an immigration process, immigration rules. What President Trump is asking us to do is the same thing Canada's doing. All you guys that say, oh, you know, we should be more like Canada, what do you got, pick and choose? You're going to decide what you believe is good for us and not? Remember the old saying out of the 70s, well, what was that? Who died and left you, boss? You know, what's really funny is Trump's point is, look, there's a large, and I don't have the number. I got it earlier today, but, you know, being the age that I am, I forgot what it was. But apparently there's a large percentage of legal immigrants that end up on state aid or federal aid after a few years here. Because they don't really quite understand how much it costs to live, whether it's the United States or, you know, shouldn't you have a clue as to what it's going to cost to live where you're going? Don't you think? So when you go to Canada, and actually a few other countries too, you have to prove, come on, take a guess. You don't have to prove your sexual orientation, that I guarantee. But you do have to prove how much money you have. how much money you make, what you bring to the country. You can't just allow an onslaught of unskilled labor and expect everything to be fine. It just doesn't work. Look, when it comes to unskilled labor, think about something. A lot of them are coming here because they can't find work where they're at. Now they're going to take unskilled labor, let's say ditch diggers, the guys that take all the debris away from a building site or what have you. There's a lot of the unskilled laborers that are doing that hard manual labor. I get it. Labor that some Americans don't want to do. And let me tell you what. If you're an American and you're out of work and you've been out of work and you won't do anything to make money to feed your family, I don't have any sympathy for you. The thing I don't like is when I hear people say that Americans won't do the work. You don't know that. You don't know that for sure. Now, again, when it comes to legal immigration, you should have to have a clue of the English language. Now, I know somebody was screaming today. I wish I could find the audio clip. I heard it on the radio. Yeah, I actually listen to the radio from time to time. I heard an audio clip where there was one of the commentators was screaming at the other saying, so, what are you saying? If you don't speak English, you can't come here? So you're going to let Australia or England, people from England or Australia, Great Britain or Australia come here? He's just an idiot. No, that's not what he was saying. You should have a grasp of the English language. My God, my grandmother spoke broken English. It was so bad you could barely understand her. But guess what? She understood English. She understood it well. You go to other countries, you've got to know English. You have to have a clue. Why does it make it racist for somebody like me to say you should at least know basic English? How about, yes, no, can I have some more? What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the second hour, David Fisher is going to join us. Talk a little bit about it. I did something a little different this time. So David is will give us the basics of what's going on. But then I recorded another 15 or 20 minutes of more detail. Look, whether you have $500 in the bank or $500,000 or $5 million, you don't have all the answers. You need to understand how the world markets affect your money right here. The 9-to-5er who's scrolling away a nickel here, a nickel there, you need to know how all this affects you at the gas pump, at work, with putting food on the table. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, we're going to talk more about the immigration policy. We're going to talk about Al Gore. His middle name is Hypocrite. Did you know that? But the fact that the left just loves this man perplexes me. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
We are back. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me and being on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and being involved and being engaged. So, I always do appreciate when you hop up on the website, you get involved either in the chat room or you hop up on the website or Facebook, and get involved in the live feed there as well. It's always good to get input from other people. You get an idea what other people are thinking, so you know how to respond, what to answer, and, you know, whether to be snarky or what. You know, I love to be snarky. It's always fun for me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's get to it. You know, the immigration. When you talk about legal immigration, there was always a formula for it. It wasn't meant to be open-ended. All right? I mean, seriously, we cannot take every person who wants to make their life better, who wants to make more money or come here and blow us up, We can't take them all in. We don't have the economy to handle it. Now, this is from a friend of ours here on the show, the lidblog.com, lidblog.com, not lib. Far from that, believe me. It's written by Jeff Dunnitz. And I just read a piece about the president announcing an immigration overhaul, at least this one he knows. The president, not Jeff. So Trump, along with Senator Tom Cotton and David Perdue, submitted a bill Wednesday aimed at cutting legal immigration in the United States and giving priority to those with skills that will be most beneficial for the economy. Now, they need to speak English and can stand on their own 2 feet. Now, again, there was a reporter today at the White House preview. This is what's out of his mind. Why would you force them to speak English? What are you trying to do? You trying to keep them? No, they need to know to speak English. You can't have 120 different languages and be successful, you know, in a country like this. And sustain. It just doesn't work. And the other thing about it, shamingly so, is that most other countries require you to learn English as a second language. It's cool. So the reporter was very ignorant. Anyway, now before you liberals start screaming, you need to understand that the proposed cutback has nothing to do with race, religion, country of origin. Just it is simply about taking care of America first. This is my own feeling. The proposed bill, an update of the RAISE Act, which was introduced by two senators in February, will cut the number of legal immigrants into the U.S. by 50% over 10 years, eliminate diversity lottery visas, and limit the number of refugees offered permanent residency in the United States every year. Additionally, the present system generally gives priority to family members of current U.S. residents, but Perdue and Cotton want the U.S. to weigh the skill sets before, you know, the family connection. Goes on to say, our current immigration system is outdated, doesn't meet the diverse needs of our economy. That's according to Senator Tom Cotton's aide, Caroline Rabbit. Senator Cotton, Senator Perdue will join President Trump. They're going to unveil the legislation aimed at creating a skills-based immigration system that will make America more competitive, raise wages for American workers, and create jobs. Now, during his speech last week in Ohio, President Trump hinted that he would support this bill. The article goes on to say, instead of today's low-skilled, low-skilled system, which is a terrible system where anyone comes in, people have never worked, people that are criminals, anyone comes in, we want a merit-based system, one that protects our workers, protects our taxpayers. Man, bring something to add to the country. What's wrong with that? Do you really think our founding fathers wanted people to come here and live off the government? They didn't even want Americans to live off the government. The only ones that have decided that over the last 100 years are the liberals. They want to take care of you. They want to coddle you. They want to protect you. They want to pay for everything. They don't want you to. Remember Nancy Pelosi? They said, you know, if you want to go out and pursue your art career, well, you shouldn't let a job get in the way. She said that. You shouldn't have to be worried about paying your bills if you're out pursuing a career in art or such. Sorry. She goes on to say that, you know, we want a merit-based system. One that protects our workers, protects our taxpayers, one that protects our economy, one that protects Americans. Now, the RAISE Act bill creates a points-based system that favors high-skilled immigrants and potential job-creating entrepreneurs who speak English, who will not need welfare. Now, over 50% of our legal immigrants, people came here legally to make it better here in this country, are not making it better. They're actually on welfare. The system is modeled on the Canadian and Australian systems, which is what I started to say earlier. And then Jeff sent me this. He said, hey, I've already done the work for you. Here you go. But the Canadian system, right? Aren't we? Oh, we should be more like the Canadians. Remember, everybody was moving to Canada. Now they don't have to. Because we're going to have the same system as Canada. Wouldn't that be great? Or they only want the health care system that way. Now think about that. They got the health care system you want, but you don't like their immigration system. However, if they had our immigration system, could they actually sustain and support the health care system you're talking about? I don't think so. You know, I do know some people, you know, in hospital administration area, in hospital administration. And I was joking once about how when you go to the hospital, you've been admitted, and you have to take aspirin, they charge like $7 an aspirin. I've always said, I'll go to the store and buy you a couple of bottles. I'll buy you a case. Just don't charge me for any. And I'll leave you what I don't use. But part of that $7, you know what that covers? That covers, well, not only the insurance that the hospital has to have, but the people who run out of an emergency room and don't pay their bills. The people who hang out for a few days to get better, and they run up a bill of $30,000, $40,000. Who do you think pays for that? You and I pay for that. Whether you pay for it in taxpayer dollars, you pay for it when you go there for services, somebody is footing that bill. And for you young people, if any of you happen to come across the show, there is nothing for nothing. Somebody is paying for that somewhere. It's that mentality that some people have where they run up their credit cards. They were like, I didn't know you had to pay that back. Usually young people do that. Hi, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Al Gore. Talk about him. I'm an equal opportunity offender.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of Omri-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right, stop dancing. Sit down. Pay attention. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. You know, learn from others. Find out what it is, how they approach things. I mean, even if a troll enters, you know, the chat room or something, let's find out what they think and why they think what they think. And then maybe you can inject them with a little common sense. It'll either make them run away or change their mind. Most of them will run away, but that's beside the point. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. We're up on Facebook, and we have one on our website at therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you're watching, you see I'm pointing to the book. You can't buy it off my desk, but you can buy it off the website, and I hope you would do that. All right, back to it. You know, anytime you talk about immigration of any kind, I always think it's hilarious that people right away have to jump in, call you a hater. You know, do that if you want to, but you're a fool if you call me a hater. I grew up, my family were all immigrants, like came here right after the war. They were immigrants from Italy. The guys that I grew up around, the kids I went to elementary school didn't speak a lick of English when they got here. Okay, they were sponsored. They came the right way. They learned English in a short period of time. We didn't have dual language teachers in school. We didn't print things in five different languages. We printed them in one, English, because they were in America. They should speak English. Anyway, and the teachers would buddy us up with one of them. If you spoke Italian, I didn't. If you spoke Italian, you were buddied up with one guy who didn't speak Italian. That way there, I mean, who did speak only Italian, and that way there you taught him English. And you know what he did, or she did? They took the English home and taught their parents, because their parents wanted to learn English. Their parents wanted to be here. I mean, I don't understand. If you're just here for the money and the benefits, go home. Yes, I'm all for deporting them. If that's the only reason you're here, to take part of our entitlement programs, to take our money, I mean, there's people here that are taking money, right? They're living off the system. They're beating the tax system, and they send money back to another country. And they want and anybody who wants us to be happy about that, you're a loon. You know, from our forefathers up to that, you know, what is it, the 1940s, 50s wave that came here, the immigrants that came here because their countries were in a turmoil because of World War II. They came here for a better life, and they worked at it. If you're just coming here to take our money, I'm okay with them sending you home. You know why I said home? Because that's your home. Because your home can't be here if you're sending money back to home. Unless that money's going there so that you can bring them back here. So you can bring them back to this wonderful country whose language you're learning, whose culture you're learning, who you're working hard for, paying taxes at. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Report by the National Academies shows that immigration, legal and illegal, reduces the wages of native-born workers, often the least educated portion. You know, we do such, we, in our inner cities, and this isn't just me talking, check it out for yourself, we do a poor job, an extremely poor job of educating the lower socioeconomic classes. Terrible. The black community gets the crud of education in the inner cities. It's so bad. It's so wrong. And yet we just keep throwing money at it. We don't do anything really to fix it. We just throw money at it. We think it's going to fix itself. Now keep in mind that the present level of immigration is too high for the United States to scrutinize and absorb. It's hard to do. If you want to learn more, you know, we're going to post the rest of the story up on the website, cross-post it. But right now, if you need it, head over to libblog.com. Put that, you know, you can, lib. You already did? Lib. I did say lib. Did I? It's not lib. It's not lib with a B. It's lid with a, you know, like that thing you put on your head, a lid. Some of you should put one on your mouth, a lid. Lid. blog.com. Anyway, lidblog.com. All right, Al Gore. I mean, isn't he? He is the master of illusion, isn't he? How he waves the people from his jet. Okay, how they show pictures of his home. He goes to, you know, an anti-pollution event. And then what's he do? He gets in his entourage of seven cars, drives to the airport, where he takes an old jet, takes off, burns up all, uses all kinds of carbon, and yet they see him as the angel of global warming. It's just amazing to me. At the same time, he's released this follow-up, the comically incorrect and incorrect and inconvenient truth, and there's absolutely no truth in it. Actually, I think I told you guys this earlier. I sat in line, or I was in line at Politicon with two people who just came from seeing this movie. Oh, you think God just appeared in front of them. They were so excited about it. I can only imagine how much work went into it. Yeah, about 6 minutes, really, seriously. Because he doesn't use any real stats. When you have people on two sides of this, when you have scientists on two sides of this, and stop telling me how 95% of the scientists agree, because they don't. 95% of the scientists actually responded. There were 6,000 requests sent out. And let me see. From a scientific standpoint, I think the response, I think they got a couple of hundred, 100 or a couple of hundred responses back. That is not right to say 95% of the scientists polled. No, it's 95% of the 12% that actually responded. That would be more truth. I think that's asking a lot for that group. What do you think? Shocking statistics are released about Al Gore's use of carbon-generated electricity. According to a new report by the National Center for Public Policy Research, in his Nashville house alone, Al Gore uses, you ready for this? 34%, or 34 times, not percent, the energy of the average American home. 34%. I mean, 34 times the energy of the average American home. So if you're, oh my God. But it's really nothing new, right? The former VP doesn't really believe, he can't believe in climate change. There is no way that it's like being the, I'm going to get gross on purpose. It's like being the president or the chairman and CEO of the, I'm trying to do this so I don't get in a lot of trouble, right? I don't know. It's like being the chairman and CEO of the anti-rape group, all right, but being charged with 12 counts of rape or being having been convicted of 12 counts of rape. I mean, this is how disgusting this is. He's telling you not to do something, how you're killing the earth, you're killing Mother Earth, and yet he has no problem doing it. So it's kind of like, you're not allowed to do it, but I am. The past year, Gore's home energy used average of 19,241 kilowatt hours. That's every month, compared to the U.S. household's average of 901 kilowatts per month. Gore guzzles more electricity in 1 year than the average American house uses in 21 years. In September 2016, Gore's home consumed 30,993 kilowatts in just 1 month, as much energy as a typical American home burns in 34 months. During the last 12 months, Gore devoured 66,000 kilowatts of electricity just heating his pool. Well, we don't want him to put his little, have his little tuchus get too cold in there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click OneWorldWhey.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered OneWorldWhey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's supposed to be those anonymous people they talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, next hour, we've got David Fisher joining us. We'll talk about your money, what money you have or don't have. And I don't care how much money you don't think you have, or you don't think you have enough to do anything. I think what you need to understand is what's going on around the world, what the global economy is like. I've learned a lot from David. A lot of times I would think, I don't care what's going on in the European markets. I don't care what's going on in Japan or China or anything. But when it comes to the economics, man, I'll tell you what, even if you're a 9-to-5er and you think that doesn't amount to anything and you're only putting away a few bucks a month, a week, whatever, if you live in California, you know how important it is to pay attention. They're nailing you in taxes all over the place. You're not going to be able to save your money. You won't have any to save. And what little you have, you need to protect. So Dave's going to help you figure that out. Fellow, help me figure it out. Help all of us figure out how to do it. Speaking of saving something, Al Gore is not interested in saving this planet. The only thing he's interested in saving is his house, his plane, the fatness of his wallet. That's all he cares about. And the proof is the numbers show it in his own house. You know, when you look at the energy he's using, how much he's burning up in his plane. How? And he makes millions, tens of millions of dollars running around the world, giving speeches, pushing his agenda. And you guys, not my guys, those other guys, buy into it. They believe this stuff. There was one prediction that man has made that's come true. And that's talking about him getting richer and whiter hair. Those things probably came true. I mean, the amount of electricity alone that he uses for his home. Right? I mean, the last thing, Gore guzzles more electricity in 1 year than the average American family uses in 21 years. And what he used in 2016, just in 1 month, in September 2016, the typical American family, it would take them 34 months to burn the same amount of energy. You know, we're thinking today how full of ourselves we are. Thinking that we can make a change. Not now, let's be clear here. I think we should do what we can to recycle, not to pollute on purpose, you know, those kind of things. I think we should go out of our way, put a little extra energy into it to make sure that we're doing what we can. Not overboard, not to the detriment of your family and others, but you do what you can. And when you think about, you know, the senator, God, I can't stand this. I'm doing this more and more. That's because my brain is seven lines in front of me. Al Franken. Senator Al Franken actually believes that climate change is 100% man-made. And because look at all the fossil fuels we're burning. So what happened at the turn of the century when we didn't have a gazillion, bajillion cars? Who was creating it then? You know, one burp from a volcano. According to the numbers that Al Gore has, one burp from a volcano sets us back 10,000 years. What makes you think that you're going to have any noticeable effect on climate change? That's a story for another day. From August 2016 through July of 2017, Gore spent almost $22,000 on electric bills. For appearance's sake, the former VP with an unreleased chakra paid an estimated $60,000 to install 33 solar panels. Those solar panels produce an average of 1,000 kilowatts per month, like 5% of Gore's typical monthly energy consumption. Well, you don't want to spend too much money on it, right? When you weigh out the difference between what he was paying on his electric bill and what he's going to pay to put those panels in, he probably went, I don't think so. So Gore, who screams about using fossil fuels, is burning them up faster than most. I guess he is a one percenter. He's a one percenter in the fossil fuel burning business. And he's reaping the rewards from that. In 2010, Gore announced that he and his wife, Tipper, were divorcing after 40 years of marriage. according to media speculation, Tipper likely lives in the $8.9 million California home, with the couple purchased weeks before the separation. The Gores have four grown children who no longer live at home. That leaves the former vice president as presumably the only occupant of the home, making his energy consumption even more staggering. You think he leaves lights on in every room? Probably, huh? But, I mean, with the amount of electricity he uses, he must be paying for the 30 houses around his house in the neighborhood. He's got to be. I can't imagine somebody eating up that much electricity. And wasn't the big deal, was it him or did I get the wrong guy? Remember the big deal everybody went crazy at? The DNC wasn't it him and Tipper kissing or something? Like the whole crowd went nuts? Yeah, remember that? They were so in love. I shouldn't make fun of that. That's bad. It's terrible when any couple divorces. But after 40 years, If you're divorcing, yeah, it was a lot of stuff going on. That didn't happen overnight. So anyhow, and being the only person in the house, my God, can you imagine? I mean, when you're if you've ever seen pictures of a house, you see how big it is. He must have like three sets of washers and dryers, because nobody wants to walk that far with, you know, clothes to put them away. I know, but this shows you where my mind is at, right? I'd have two kitchens, one at each end of the house. I'd probably have in a house that size 10 bathrooms. I don't want to go that far. Anyway, this is not the first time Gore has been caught with his fingers in the energy cookie jar. In February 2007, Gore was criticized for using an average 16,000 kilowatt hours a month for an average monthly bill of $1,200 in 2006. The typical Nashville home uses about 1,300 kilowatt hours a month. Claude, I'll wait. You can do the math. Gore has said that the criticism was unfair because the 10,000 square foot home mansion was undergoing extensive remodeling. He said this week that global warming denier groups were trying to discredit him because they don't like the attention he has given to climate change. Well, how long has that been going on? Let me see if that was 2006. All right, so what's he's been remodeling the house for 11 years? And apparently somebody forgot to put insulation in the walls. Because if he's burning more electricity now than he was then, somebody made a mistake, right? So, goes on to say, Gore continues to say, you're going to have people try to attack the messenger in order to get to the message. They have not been able to succeed, Gore told CNN from Norway, where he picked up the Nobel Prize for his environmental work. The only way to solve this crisis is for individuals to make changes in their own lives. Hey, Al, why don't you go over to rowboat? I mean, seriously, talk about making sacrifices, making changes. There are lots I checked. If you'd like, I can do it now. Check the plane schedules to Norway. You telling me the only way to get there was using the gas guzzler of your plane? How many people did you take with you? Did you make phone calls? Maybe you could have just put out a thing on Facebook, said, hey, I'm going to Norway. I got room for 32 more on my plane. No? Okay. I'm just checking. I didn't know. The first Earth Hour was on March 28, 2009, between 8:30 and 9:30. All people worried about global warming were supposed to turn off all products that use electricity. But what about Al Gore? Drew Johnson, who also wrote the study above, decided to take a ride to Gore's home to see if the guru of global warming joined in on the National Hour of Darkness. He said, I pulled up to Al Gore's house, located in a posh Belmead section of Nashville. At 8:48, right in the middle of Earth Hour, I found that the main spotlights that usually illuminated his 9,000-square-foot mansion were dark, but several of the lights inside the house were on. In fact, most of the windows were lit by familiar bluish hue, indicating that floor lamps and ceiling fixtures were off, but TV screens and computer monitors were hard at work. In other words, his house looked the way most houses look at about 1:45 in the morning. I mean, seriously, you know, either shut it all off or don't. But here's the thing. Okay, I get it. I get some people are for this and they do what they do, but Al Gore is supposed to be the champion of it. He's supposed to be the example setter. If that's the case, and he's using 34 times electricity than most families use, well, why can't I? And what gives you the right to call me a name for doing it? Right? Since he started this, his net worth has increased from $700,000 in 2000. Come on, let's think about this. To $172 million. These guys said they're in the government. See, I want a government job. I want an elected job at that level. Because most of these guys come out millionaires. I don't know. They must have a great, great, great economic guru in there, right? A wealth guru who tells you how to make money. That's all I can think of. Speaking of an economic guru, David Fish will join us in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You're going to miss a lot.